It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
Yes, there were lots of people wondering why there was construction on their weekend.
I mean, I know that they had to get it started, but they could have waited. I mean,
it's early enough in October.
But anyways,
it was a success, and it was mobbed, and people seem to be having a good time. So
and they also changed it a little bit. There's much more. There's many more vendors there now. There's many more actual private vendors that they're allowing on the street in between basically the White Hart and back into town.
Right.
Which made it even more successful. So.
Yeah, it was lovely. It's always fun to stroll and see people and see all the vendors and the programs and demonstrations.
We were going to set up and we're going to sell our gift certificates, but they're all paper-based, and you can't put them out on a table. With that little bit of mist, that would have ruined them all.
Yeah, it was. Strange day for Saturday, but yesterday made up for it, and we were up there at the Brewski, and that was hopping.
Oh, that's a big festival. People come from all over to go to that.
Yeah, loads of vendors up there, and it was a good weekend, lots of stuff going on, and we had the animal blessing yesterday in Sharon, and before the Brewski, and then, of course, all the activities in Salisbury.
We had the first pet parade in Salisbury also.
I missed that one, but I'm sure it was a success.
Oh, it was. It was. They had like 35 or 40 dogs there, which was kind of nice.
Cute.
Yeah. Hey, bad news for you folks in Kent, huh? No, you can't get gas in Kent for the next month or so.
That's true. And not only that, I understand Cornwall is going to close, too. That's what I was told. So I'm not sure when that's going
to
happen.
So you got to go to Wingdale.
So we have to go to
Wingdale, New York.
Or New Milford.
Or to get gas.
Yeah, we're going to be hoarding.
People will know what it's like when they miss it. They really will.
Yeah, that's like those days of gas rationing.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Ooh, yeah. I do.
Yeah, well, maybe people just have to stay home.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it, too. Okay, so we had a busy weekend, and we have not such a busy week coming up. Sharon Selectman tomorrow. That's the 5 o'clock one. I always get them mixed up. One is at 2. One's at 5. I believe it's.
I think it's the later one tomorrow. Yeah, it's later one tomorrow.
Yeah, and then on Friday night we have the debate between the state senators and state reps at the high school. Put on by the League of Women Voters and the Lakeville Journal.
And there's also a town meeting in Salisbury.
That's correct.
That is coming up on the
10th. That's on the 10th.
On the 10th.
Yes, that's got many...
many things to spend money on, yes.
Exactly, yeah. Then on Saturday we have the Cornwall Run and Wag, which is always fun. It's a race for... put on by Little Guild, but... people and their dogs and whatever come and run, so it's always a good photo op. So.
And it's like it's non-competitive.
It is
a fun thing, and it raises awareness, which is really
important.
They
always have dogs out there to be adopted, lots of for dog lovers. It's the place to be next Saturday.
Now also, there's a household hazardous waste collection day in Torrington.
Yeah,
that's on Saturday, but you got to go to your town hall ahead of time
and get a ticket.
It's free, but you got to go out and get your ticket.
Right.
And guess what's coming up on the 13th?
Got me.
Ellsworth Fire Station celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
on the third, it's
next Saturday.
Yeah, it runs from 10 until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I'm going to put that on my calendar. Okay.
50 years of the Ellsworth
Fire
Station.
Ellsworth Fire Department?
Yep, fire station for the Sharon Fire Department.
And what time is that?
10 o'clock it starts.
10, very good. So, as we say, everything's trying to get stuff in on before the snow flies, so... lots of good things going on, and
got the DM Hunt Library auction in the village next week.
Auction in the village, and then later in the month, the Habitat Mad Hatters.
Yep.
And
we've got the Housatonic Child Care Center having their wine tasting next weekend.
Right. Yeah, that's at the Town Grove. So
even though it's not as many outdoor activities, there's still a lot.
Yeah. And don't forget, our boards and commissions continue to meet. So. those are always on the docket and things going on. Salisbury Selectman did name an investigative team. Marshall, you were in on that issue. There are sexual allegations against a former employee.
They've done it the right way. They did it the way Hotchkiss did it.
And which is what you had recommended, that they hire an independent investigator to check it out. And as you have said many times, you're not looking for prosecution. You're just looking for make sure that people know what happened.
And the town can set up guidelines in the future because this goes back. I mean, heck, Curtis Rand, I think, was 12 or 13 years old when this whole thing probably started. So it'll give the town some guidelines. It'll also hopefully stir the state legislature on to end where you can't prosecute after a certain amount
of
time.
Statute of limitations, that's crazy. And issues of this nature, right? So. Those who would like to be interviewed, they're going to put out the times and places so that those who want to talk can. So follow that up. I'm sure you'll have running.
Oh, absolutely.
When that comes out, so people will know. Yeah, so lots, as we say, going on, even though it's quieting down a bit after the warm weather. But
a nice article in the Republican American about the declining enrollment in Region 1.
Yeah, we had that today. And,
it's scary when you look at
pretty low.
In the past 5 years, Sharon Center School has lost about 40%, 35% of its population.
Yeah, they've really taken a hit.
Canaan is now second to Salisbury in,
right?
in school population, which it never was the case.
Yeah.
It's scary, I'll tell you.
Well, as we said in the article, some of the towns are looking into ways of combating this decline. But the root of the problem is no jobs and no affordable housing for young families.
This should have been looked into. Like I was saying 7 years ago, 7 years would have been enough time to.
But if you're
going to
look into it, you got to look. I think Ruth's point is, if you're going to look into it, you better look into the basic fundamentals, because you can't fix this one from the top.
You have to fix it from the schools to the boards of selectmen, to the boards of finance, to the planning and zoning commissions. There's just so much that has to be done.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah, it's got to be. One of the towns is looking, is it Salisbury, to change the affordable housing, make it more
affordable.
To make it more
accessible
to build.
The rules,
because you can't do spot zoning in towns.
Right.
So you've got to change zoning plans in whole.
So it's a lot with zoning, but you can't have families coming here who can't earn a living or find a place to live.
That's exactly right. It's a big
killer. It's a big issue, and those numbers really tell it all.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, guys. Well, happy, what did you tell me? Indigenous Day?
Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day.
And Columbus Day. Okay. Onward and upward, guys.
All right, that Ruth. Too.
Take care. Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You'll find her stuff at rep-am.com.